what really happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to the phones here to Faye. Aloha, Faye. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. I know I'm probably off topic, but I just wanted the viewers to be aware that there is a YouTube video of Rona Barrett interviewing Trump, and it shows you his attitude toward Iran, even back then. So it just shows that he is going along with what the Jews want as far as going after Iran, because he's always adopted that view.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Well, if it's Rona Barrett, it definitely is an old interview. But, you know, again, the president is like members of Congress are supposed to represent the collective will of the American people. But unfortunately, we don't get that.
That's true. Yeah, I just thought maybe it was interesting that even way back then, how he carried on about Iran and stuff. So, you know, it's of no surprise that he's adopted the policies of wanting to go after Iran. Anyway, I just thought I would throw that out there.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Good day to you. Yeah, Michael, I have to correct myself from yesterday or the day before, whatever I told you about Ty Sachs. Actually, it's the Ashkenazis who get Ty Sachs more than anybody as far as the group. But I wanted to talk to you about this. And also, before I go, something I really want to talk about is, Michael, you know leprosy still exists big time in the world. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
Actually, they have an island off the Hawaiian coast. I believe they still have a lot of lepers there.
Well, they don't have the lepers there. There's a leper colony. It's being preserved as a historical landmark, and it's on Molokai, and that's where Father Damien, who eventually contracted leprosy himself, he ran the leper colony, and now I guess they're getting ready to make him a saint.
Michael, how does people get leprosy? Through dirt or something? How did people back in the Middle Ages get leprosy?
Well, apparently,
water, they drank bad water or something?
No, it's not the water. It's a bacterial infection, I believe, or viral, and it's passed from person to person. And the way it got passed is that people who weren't initially symptomatic or who were hiding the fact that they had the disease, you know, they would touch other people. Or they, you know, the same way any disease gets passed along. But as I understand it, leprosy can be cured today.
Well, I did read that years back that India had a big leprosy population. India and around that area, there was a lot of lepers in that area, the world. In Africa, I believe, too. I can't remember. I read a book about that like 5 years ago. I remember I was reading The Hot Zone with Ebola, and yeah. I was also reading about leprosy. Hot Zone was a great book. I don't know if you ever had a chance to read that.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, The Hot Zone was one heck of a book, I tell you. It came out around the same time the book The Bell Curve came out. You remember The Bell Curve?
I remember The Bell Curve and the controversy that stirred.
Right. Yeah, at that time, around when The Bell Curve came out, was it like long ago, and then they had Hot Zone came out. But anyway, speaking of that, Michael, Hot Zone, have you seen the news today breaking with Trump with the sanctuary cities?
No, I haven't seen that one. I've been watching the Fox channel here. I missed that one.
It's
please
on Fox right now. Yes, it's on Fox right now, Michael, that Trump's going to withhold millions and multiple millions of dollars from the sanctuary cities for all these illegals. He's going to really start cracking down. He's going to hold multiple millions of dollars in funds because, like you say, Title VIII, I've been calling Congress people, and you know, none of these Congress people, and you know what Title VIII is. I suggest
boy,
all your callers call. What's that, Michael?
I said there's a confidence builder.
Yeah, right. And so, you know, we'll see. I mean, I even believe that Trump has really basically turned the Ninth Circuit. I guess if he got reelected, that you would really see a clean house on that. And You know, the one thing that people ain't talking about in the media yet is Biden's already said that if he becomes president, first thing he'll do is, if there's an opening on the Supreme Court, he's going to put a black liberal woman on the Supreme Court. That's the first thing he wants to do. Not a conservative black woman, not a conservative black man like Clarence Thomas, a liberal, ultra-liberal, worse probably than Sotomayor. So, no, we got to do everything to defeat Biden just for that reason. And let me tell you, Michael, you know it deep down. And all their callers are calling. Biden has Alzheimer's. The guy's got a brain of a 98-year-old man, not a 78-year-old man. His brain is shot. Have you heard? He don't even know who his wife or his sister is. This is unbelievable. And they're pushing this guy to deep state to be the president. Why, he can just sit back and the schmucks run everything? You think it's bad now. You wait till Biden gets in there. All the Jews will be going off the chain in Congress. Look at Schumer right now. I just saw the news this now, Michael. Right now, Michael, they're trying to censure Schumer. They already got like 15 senators who are trying to censure this schmucky Schumer.
Not censure. Censure. It's pronounced censure, which is a censure. Slap on the wrist, and he has to sit in the back of the room for a while.
Well, I think he should be impeached. I'll tell you the truth, because he's a dark state zog for Israel. Schumer, he's taking orders from them. And you know, Michael, one more thing. I know you got other callers, but I've been trying to see what's going on. I think they postponed this Corey, the raping of two Coreys. They postponed it. Have you heard about it?
Yeah, I did. I heard that it was scheduled for broadcast, and then all of a sudden, it's the last second, it was pulled off. Same thing with that documentary about the Franklin scandal. It was already in the TV guide, and a lot of pressure was brought to bear, and so it never aired in this country.
You know, that's correct. And, you know, Michael, I called your show a year ago, and I had to bring this up real quickly. Mitt Romney, okay, stabbed Donald Trump. He's the only one that impeached Trump in the hearings in the Senate trial.
Yeah, the only
Mitt
Republican.
Romney, like, yes, he's the only Republican in history that's ever done that. But Mitt Romney is also the same guy in 2012, 3 months before the election. He was at an event that Jimmy Carter's grandson was at, and he had him on a hot mic saying that he could only get the 49 percenters. And Mitt Romney being such an evil, I don't know what the guy is. I mean, they believe it. Now they got polygamy all over. I think Utah is going nuts now. They're going to start having, you can have 10 wives. But look, Mitt Romney's also the same guy. I remember reading this like it was a minute ago, that the guy had four pictures of Barry Obama, Sotero, with Louis Farrakhan having his arm around him. And like 30 days before the election of 2012, that Tuesday, they were begging Mitt Romney to kick out like $1 million to buy these pictures so he could put on all these news networks. And he wouldn't do it. Nobody's explained that yet, why Mitt Romney did not buy those pictures. And he probably could have turned the tide. If anything, he would have got the Jews to sit out of the 2012 election.
Yes.
The Jews would never have voted that night for Obama, and that could have swung some states to Romney. Because actually, if you look back at the electoral map of 2012, Mitt Romney did not really lose that election by much. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was like 190,000 votes only as reason Romney lost that election. I'm not 100% sure. You'd have to maybe check. I can check it out. But I believe it was under 200,000 votes that Romney could have been the president in 2012. But he would not buy that picture of Farrakhan with Obama. And Al Green, Maxine Waters was in the picture. You had Reverend Wright. You have all these guys were in this picture, and they were all hugging and huddling against Louis Farrakhan. So any explanation, Michael, why you could tell me on air, why do you think that was?
It doesn't really make any sense. If Mitt Romney wanted to be president, he should have bought the pictures and put them out there, and it probably would have swung the election in his favor. And there is no explanation I can think of unless somebody threatened or blackmailed him.
Exactly, and I totally agree with you on that. But yeah, Michael, but in the meantime, Jimmy Carter, if I'm not mistaken, I do believe it was his grandson, was there, and Romney saying that he'll never get like, what was it, 49% of the vote because everybody wants a free handout, just like they're trying to do now with the deep state with Biden. Look at how they're all rallied around Biden to take down Bernie. I can ask your opinion. Who do you think Trump would have a better time whooping? Who would he whoop faster, Bernie or Biden, in your opinion, Michael?
I think when Donald Trump gets Joe Biden in a debate, Trump is going to clean his clock, because with all the gaffes and his inability to think and put together sentences, Biden's just going to come across as a goofball. That's my opinion.
And I totally agree with you. Here's a guy, he's saying that when he's in a pool, he likes little kids touching his hairy legs, and he's talking about Corn Pop. He beat up Corn Pop. I mean, this Biden is insane. And, you know, this stuff with Hunter Biden getting millions of dollars out of Burisma, come on. Joe Biden doesn't know nothing about it, but he's over there playing golf with these guys. You got to be kidding me. This Biden's biggest corrupted character probably next to Obama there ever was in the White House. Come on. And people are voting for him because, you know what? The bottom line is all these young millennials, they want free handouts. They want free, free, free. One, two, free. One, two, free. One, two, free. I'm going to go sleep under a coconut tree. This is exactly what these liberals want. They want free pina coladas and sitting under a coconut tree, and they just swing in their hammocks all day, and you don't have to pay no bills. I mean, it's absurd what's happening in the United States. And by the way, Michael, before I hang up, did you see Tucker Carlson's show yesterday about AT&T?
No, please enlighten us.
Okay, that was excellent. Tucker had a great show last night about they're bringing in all these 100,000 Indians from India to take over all the jobs in AT&T, and the Americans, black and white Americans, have to train them to take their jobs.
And we have seen that happen with a lot of companies are doing that now.
Yeah, they get the AT&T. That right there, who's ever in charge of those companies should be arrested. Just like sanctuary cities, they should be handcuffed and locked up and the key thrown away. These mayors, these governors allowing sanctuary city should be arrested. These people like AT&T and Google and Amazon, whatever, they're bringing these illegals in to take Americans' jobs, they should be arrested on the spot. No more patty cake baker, man. You're arrested. You're going to jail. You're in the slam. Sam, better don't be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Drop off the key, Lee. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. You got all these companies bringing in foreign workers. They don't give a damn about our culture. You got these illegals coming here by the millions. Come on, Michael. This is Trump. I tell you, I'm probably going to vote for him. But I tell you what, the next 4 years he gets there, I want to see some real crackdowns, man. I want to see this country getting straightened out, because I live in an area. I know I've been to areas, man. They don't even want to speak the language here anymore. Come on, man. No other group can get away with that. Got to stop and desist. You come to this country, you embrace our values, our flag, like Teddy Roosevelt said, or you leave. You're not welcome. And he made it specifically clear. You come to this country, you become one of an American. That's the one initiative that you have to accept, that you're going to become an American. And you know what? Unfortunately, this country's turning out like Bosnia and Herzegovina, Croatia. I mean, that's what we're looking at here. And it's got to stop and desist immediately. Thank God we have Trump, because if Hillary was in there, Michael, I believe we your show right now, people would be screaming and hollering, and they'd be talking about there's 60, 50, 70 million illegals coming in already. Do we agree on that?
I agree. Absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm disappointed in Trump, but I'm glad he won the election in 2016, because it would have been worse under Hillary.
Oh, absolutely, Michael. This coronavirus, it would be a bubonic plague if Hillary was in there. It would be a bubonic plague, I can tell you. It would be worse than the Middle Ages if Hillary or any Democrat was in there right now.
We've had bubonic plague brought into the country by some of the illegals, some of the refugees. Now, they got it under control. But it did happen.
And Michael, one more thing I got to say, and I'm going to hang up. I'm going to let you go. That guy that called in yesterday, I listened to your show for an hour after I hung up. That guy was calling in about Puerto Rico and that we should help Puerto Rico out, and Trump, and they got talking about water fountains. What was with that guy? Is he crazy, that guy? Who's that guy? Paul?
I think he was tongue-in-cheek about the water fountains, you know, because
well, Mike,
as I...
talking about Puerto Rico, that Trump should do more for... Hey, David, we gave...
Tom,
there were
Tom,
5 million Tom, gallons of water, 5 million
Tom,
gallons of water in the warehouse that they had from the hurricane.
Tom. Take a Valium, calm down, a few deep breaths, you know, walk around there, just calm down here a little bit. With regard to the guy who said we should spend the money to repair the water fountains, as I pointed out to him, you know, that's going to be a vector for the transmission of any disease, not just COVID-19, because people are touching that little valve, you know, the little button that makes the water go. And, you know, any water that doesn't get swallowed is going to splash off their face into that little collecting bin. And more water in there will splash droplets up, which could be carrying virus particles.
I totally agree with you, Michael. But, you know, that guy called in and he said about we owe money to Puerto Rico. There was multiple millions of gallons of water in his warehouse in Puerto Rico. They've already stole $328 million out of the Puerto Rican government stole from the American taxpayers by sending aid down there for the hurricane. That guy was talking, where's the $328 million? All the newspapers in South Florida here are talking about it. The corruption in Puerto Rico is so corrupted over there, it's beyond pale. The corruption in Puerto Rico is beyond pale as far as stealing money, the government. And they had warehouses of hundreds of thousands of gallons of water, blankets, flashlights, and all that. They weren't even distributing it out to the populace of Puerto Rico. Okay? My friends tell me all about it. I have Puerto Rican friends that tell me there was so much corruption over there. It's ridiculous. I know a lot of Puerto Ricans. They tell me your corruption in Puerto Rico is off the chain. It's worse than anywhere. As far as the money, that they steal the money. They distribute out all the water and all that during the hurricane. Come on. That guy's saying Trump should give them more money. What was that guy? Nuts or something? I'm talking about Puerto Rico. American taxpayers should be swinging more money to Puerto Rico. They stole $328 million, according to all the news networks down here. Unbelievable.
Okay, well, Tom.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, Tom, we're going to let you go here. You've had enough time here. We've got callers.
I had some ginseng today, Michael.
Yeah, half the amount tomorrow. Okay. Anyway, we're going to switch over to Don. We're going to switch over to Don in Arizona. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. It's none of my business. I just wanted to ask you if you ever met John Hartford when you were on the riverboats over there.
No, I didn't meet him, but I mean he had his own riverboat. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Johnny Hartford.
Yeah, the musician John Hartford. Yeah, they offered him a job. They offered him the job in L.A. Rockford Files. You know, da 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 da. You know that with the Rockford Files. Remember that?
I think that was more. You know, I mean, he was a bluegrass artist, and he rose to fame on the Smothers Brothers show, and then he took his money.
He also lived in L.A. and they offered him that job to become a TV star. On that, and he turned it down so he could go. He wanted to mess around with the riverboats and all that. But anyway, yeah he was. He's a musical hero to me. But as far as the Zion, the whole deal. People complain about Trump. He's a Zionist. He's always against Iran, and he's okay. You tell me a presidential candidate that's not a Zionist. Bernie is one, but that's why they're not going to let him have the nomination. They're not going to. Biden is going to be almost as much of a slavish devotion to Israel as Trump, maybe more. I mean, Biden and Hillary, whatever they're going to do, if they're going to have Biden there and have him immediately retire. I mean, if he was going to win, which, I mean, the way the economy's going now, it's going straight down the tubes, and Trump's not going to be able to brag about the stock market anymore during one of these campaigns.
Yeah, but he's going to blame it on the COVID-19 virus and Mike Pence. He's already insulated himself from the economic downturn.
The main point is, no matter who the president is, you could get somebody like Bernie running a third party, which he should have done that in the first place. I think it's difficult, but at least he would have a chance. He has no chance with the Democrats. He has no chance for the nomination, even though he's the best. They got
even Fox News out there was saying, you know, did the Democrats cheat Bernie Sanders again? So it's like everybody knows what's going on.
The Democrats admit that they don't care. I mean, their big shots are the ones that are in control. You know, that's one of the reasons I'm glad I got out of the Democratic Party. If you're a registered Democrat, I'll let you go, Mark. Take it easy.
No, bye-bye. All right. Thanks an awful lot. More calls waiting when we come back from these few words.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go right back to the phones to Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. I was wondering if you had seen the interview today with Dr. Boyle talking about what the COVID-19 virus mentioned, the same thing that you mentioned, that this thing has mutated. A few weeks ago, I had called back to you or called and talked to you about this thing can go airborne and stay alive up to 9 days without a host and without the phlegm being wrapped around it. I knew that 2 or 3 weeks ago, and now people are reporting that this thing's mutated. It's probably mutated a couple times since the last time that I had told you that this thing has gone airborne. And what happens whenever this gets into the feces-ridden tent cities like in San Francisco? This thing's going to go pandemic levels in this country. We ought to be concerned. Like you said sometimes and time again, it's not a problem yet. We need to get a handle on it before it becomes a problem. And I also advise people not trust the task force that Trump, this COVID task force. Dr. Fauci is in his eyeballs, up to his eyeballs, with biological weapons research, as well as the NIH, as well as, you know, departments of the CDC, and as well as the World Health Organization. This is crazy who Trump has appointed around him when they're all in eyeballs deep of corruption and deep with this. People are no good. They're more dangerous.
That's why these press conferences are basically, it's a lot of glad handing, and these are great people and they're going to do a wonderful job, and this is what we think we're going to do down the road. And there's nothing substantive there, which is why we're not going to be carrying those live broadcasts anymore.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci is up to his eyeballs in this. I mean, you know, I had, you know, called in before, and I agree with your original hypothesis, but it wasn't just components that was bought out of the the University of North Carolina. It was the entire virus. They took it back to China with them. So, I mean, and Fauci, Dr. Fauci or whatever his name is, you know, he was sitting top of over that. Right there, he is, I'm not saying that's your main person, but that's somebody we ought to be looking at. How did the Chinese get this? Who did they go through? Where does it stop? I mean, under the Obama administration, and again, I'm not trying to like spread fear porn or anything like that, but I think this is more dangerous than what the media is letting it to believe, or you know, this whole task force thing is downplaying it. I don't think this should be downplayed. I think this is serious.
I think it potentially could be serious, and that's why I'm saying we don't want people to be afraid. We don't want to start a panic, but you need to be aware, and you need to be concerned, and you need to be following the common sense precautions you would use just to deal with the normal flu. You know, distance from people, you know, careful how you cough, careful how people cough on you, you know, limit contact with the shared surfaces, don't touch your face, that kind of stuff.
I agree, and I do urge everybody to look in who this Dr. Fauci is, and as well as look into Dr. Francis A. Boyle and the research that he has done. These people that are messing with these viruses, I told you before, this is nothing but a death science, death cult. These people shouldn't be messing with this, and they need to be all arrested. I mean, this is something we should not be messing with, and why we are, I have no idea. I mean, this is crazy. This is absolutely insanity in my book. But that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to tell everybody, don't trust this task force team. They're lying to you. They're lying to all of us. And to do your due diligence and the research, these people actually are. And thank you for your time, Mr. Mike. I hope you have a good day.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Andy in Texas. Aloha, Andy. Welcome to the show. I may have to take you through the next commercial break and what is on your mind.
Well, you probably won't. You'll end up hanging up on me because I'm going to advocate something here that's just crazy. I mean, how long? We just talk about this stuff. All we do is talk about this stuff. And it's great. We're getting information now. People are getting more and more informed. But we're not doing anything about this. So if I die a year from now from a slow kill that they're putting in my food, air, and water, or I die tomorrow fighting these people, what's the difference? I still die, right? So why are we playing these games with these people? Why don't we just go get these people, get them out of our world, and let's just get busy with life? Because we weren't put here to be ruled. We were put here to live our life. Okay, I don't feel like I should be ruled. I don't think anybody else in this country feels like they should be ruled. Somebody should be telling them what to do on a day-to-day basis and how they should feel, and then, oh, here comes a virus, blah, blah, blah. We should be able to live our life according to the way we want to live. And they have so usurped that. We are so dependent on the government. We're so dependent on these stores and everything that we have to go and buy and whatnot.
Okay,
we can't provide for ourselves.
Andy, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go for this commercial break, and we've got more callers waiting on the line when we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Keith Rogers, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I sent you three articles. One is a doctor tells Congress that he developed this coronavirus vaccine years ago but couldn't receive the funding. And then there's a video, or actually audio, of Donald Trump saying, for those that have coronavirus, just return to work. I listened to it. I couldn't believe that. Of course, all Trump cares about is the stock market and stuff like that. But anyway, for Joe down there, this might be interesting to you. Mike, I sent you an email on this, on Trump in this fast-tracking green cards quota, and this is part of this USMCA deal. In that, this is where Joe was talking about the AT&T deal. And, of course, if you remember AT&T, they're the ones that are behind this Amdocs, and there's an email there that I print out of an email of what these people are going through and having to train their replacements there. But, I mean, this is what's going on. And then you should also realize the relationship that Israel has been formulating with India over there. So, to me, this is just more of an American sellout. That video on the Amdocs, I edited that off of the original Carl Cameron ones, too, so it's only like a minute and a half long or something like that. But this is what's going on here is Israel is getting the best of all of these corporate deals to work for Amdocs, and this is what's going on there. But like say, it's all part of this Securing America's Futures Act, and there's actually two of those. One is deals with another issue, but this is a 45% increase in the annual allotment of green cards. And it goes from 120,000 to 175,000. And again, these are all being fast-tracked to make it so that the Israeli corporations can profit greatly. Just like Paul Sanger and Mitt Romney and their deals with all these Latin American phone companies, I mean, they're all tied together. And it isn't really benefiting America. It's benefiting the Israelis.
Well, it certainly doesn't benefit America if it's putting Americans out of work in the long run.
Well, no. When you start looking at the amount of people getting laid off or having to train their own people, you're talking about an apartment lost, a home lost, vehicles lost, credit lost, all this.
Yeah, it's a bad policy. It really, really is. I think we need to go back to a system where if you have full employment among the American people, then you can allow foreign workers to come in. But to allow foreign workers to come on and to replace American workers, I mean, to me, that's a betrayal of the people.
Yeah. And again, it's your politician. So if you vote in 2020, I think it's time to reassess who you're voting for.
Anyway, I would definitely agree with that. You know, I'm definitely an anti-incumbent, but on the other hand, I may not vote because it just seems to encourage the bastards.
Yeah. Anyway, like I said, you might want to look at those links there and then maybe put them on your page there. But they're kind of interesting to read there because you can actually see what's all the backroom deals that are being done, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. I'm seeing all of your emails, and I'll post them to the web page.
All right, my best to you, okay? Tell Claire hi.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dave in Cape Cod. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Michael. I've been listening to you, and I review your website every night, the headlines. Really appreciate your work, especially one of your best unknown to me, and maybe there are others, all wars are bankers' wars. It really puts our whole history in perspective. What I wanted to mention to you is when it comes to the coronavirus, I heard that I read someplace where Bill Gates predicted something like this, and that there'd probably... I even think he mentioned the name coronavirus, and then he said there'd be a cure or a vaccine for it within a year. It may take a year.
Yes.
Now, when he comes to speak about vaccinations, that's his way of reducing the world population. And the reason I'm even bringing that up, too, is that I saw just the other day, a rebroadcast of Mike Wallace did an interview with a woman that became crippled because of the vaccine she got for the swine flu. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yes, I put the video up on the webpage yesterday, and it was related to the 1976 mandated swine flu vaccination. That vaccine killed 50 times as many people as the flu did, and a lot of people came down with the Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a neurological disorder, and it's permanent. There's no coming back from it.
So I did. I got it from your website, and I didn't even realize it because I go to similar websites like yours with different information behind the scenes, what's really going on. The other thing, I don't know if you ever heard of Henry Makow. It's
yes.
makow.com.
Yes, I have.
Have you ever? Are you familiar with his website?
I'm familiar with his website. We've linked to some of his articles.
Oh, okay, okay. Because that really goes in depth in the archives of Trump's background. You know, he's a lot better than the any alternative. But, you know, he's got his issues with Sheldon Adelson and Zionism and everything else. So we're in a mess, but praise God, you know, there's... I don't know what's going to happen with this, but we have all these different, when you think of this virus stuff, you know, we have all these fake shootings and everything else. This could be a total fake, but, you know, you have to be prepared anyway. So good talking to you, and I appreciate you, and keep up the work. I hope your health is improving.
It
is.
I
saw you from time to time. Oh, good. Good. Okay.
No, they're saying another 5 months.
Bobby?
They're telling me another 5 months and I'll be completely over this.
What was it?
It's called polymyelitis rheumatica, and it's a neurological degenerative disease, and it hit me really, really hard. Apparently, I had it all the way back to last summer and didn't realize what was going on. I just thought it was old age. I'm slowing down, I'm getting weaker, I'm getting tired more easily, but it turned out that there was something else going on. And thankfully, the doctor identified it, and it got really hairy there for a while. I had to go into an assisted care facility for a while. I literally had to learn how to walk all over again.
Wow, wow. Yeah, I'm 75 and I'm still working, and some days I just, I don't know what I'm going to get when I get up in the morning. But anyway, I hope you're feeling better, and keep up the good work, and maybe I'll give you a call again when something comes up.
But, all right. Well, that would be fine, and I appreciate the call. We're going to switch over to W in Texas. Aloha, W. What's on your mind today?
Yes. Just thinking about the coronavirus, and my question was your thoughts on the summertime. I heard this mentioned today on another radio show. They're saying, you know, when it warms up, this situation may peter out a little bit. But the question was brought up, but what about mosquitoes? I know it's a respiratory disease, but it's such a weird disease. You know, who knows what's going to happen if, you know, somebody that's infected is bitten and then they bite somebody else. It was just an idea. I mean, just a concept that was brought up today, and I just want to get your opinion on that. And then my comment was about all the, you know, again, it's springtime, and it's a lot of events happening. You got spring break, all types of festivals and things. And I believe down in Miami, they canceled a big music festival called Ultra or something like that. And so it's going to be interesting to see if these big festivals and events hang on or decide to cancel or not. So that was my question and comment, mosquitoes and about the festivals and stuff.
Well, there's no question that mosquitoes are a vector. I mean, they're certainly a vector for things like malaria and dengue fever. As far as the summertime rendering the COVID-19 less communicable, it's possible. We don't really actually know because it is mutating, and it could mutate into a form where the temperature isn't the factor anymore. The reason they think that warming it up is going to limit it is because the host animals that in theory this virus came from have a much higher body temperature than humans do, and that's why they don't get sick from it. But they do carry it, which means it is surviving the higher temperatures.
Gotcha. All right. And they just found apparently two cases in Houston area today too, so it's keep spreading. Yep, that's it. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much there. And yeah, some large gatherings are canceling, and some are not. In fact, I just got an email from somebody in Seattle saying that Comic-Con is still on for all of you Comic-Con fans out there. All right, let's go to Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Boy, another good call by Tom, but man, oh man, you really know how to get him shooting right out of the box.
Too much coffee.
Yeah, Yeah, him and his gym thing, whatever he's got going there, maybe we better talk to him about his tonics he uses. I was going to just say, Michael, I know you got been studying this a lot with this virus situation yet, but what would your precautions be, or what would you recommend? Because I don't know if they've suspended any shipping from China, or what exactly is going on with that. But if someone was to get a package that, say, was manufactured potentially in China, what would you say to do with that, or how would you say to handle that?
Well, in theory, you know, by the time the cargo ship crosses the Pacific Ocean to the United States, any virus particles in it are probably going to have died already. If it's exposed to the air, if it's exposed to the light, you can, if you want, go out to places like eBay, and you can get these little handheld ultraviolet lights that you can use to sterilize the outside of a package. As far as what Claire and I are doing, we don't go to any large gatherings. We home office, so we're already ahead of the curve on that one. When we do have to go out shopping, we go in the off hours so that there's a minimum amount of people that we have to deal with in the store. We did that this morning. The Walmart supercenters around here are open 24 hours a day, so we basically head on out here right at sunrise.
So you think theoretically, if it's taking that slow boat from China, so to speak, by the time it gets to your front door, you should be in okay shape to open it up?
For the most part, there are going to be exceptions. If the package contains a liquid that's contaminated, if the package contains something that the virus can use as a growth medium, you know, like meat or something else like that, or especially if it's a live cargo. And include something that's a vector for the illness. The reason the shipping is slowing down is not out of a concern of contamination, but because so much of China's manufacturing has slowed down or shut down. And, of course, China is now banning the export of any medical supplies they themselves might need down the road. So, you know, things like gloves and thermometers and various other things like that are not getting to this country.
Now, has Pence and his Pence team or whatever he's got going, his Pence task force, have they given any recommendations on anything like that, on any shipments coming in from China that might be delivered to the home?
No, they really haven't given much suggestions beyond the usual ones about watch where you cough, don't touch shared surfaces, don't touch your face, usual flu season precautions. And
I'm not impressed with their press conferences at all.
Me neither.
They're really a big ball of nothing for anybody who's got any amount of concern. They're just really a big ball of nothing, and it's, let's pat this guy on the back, and here's the old guy from here, and now we got him back, and he's going to run this. But anyway, Mike, thanks a bunch for your time, and keep up the great work, and keep that healing up.
I absolutely intend to do just that. All right, we're going to switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. On the coronavirus front, of course. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with this. I've been listening to a PhD epidemiologist by the name of Henry L. Nyman, who is now on Nightly for an hour with Jeff Rentz. And I'm sure you're familiar. And in listening to him the past few nights, it's fascinating, you know, to hear him talk about this. He's been frustrated by a couple specific things, which is very interesting. On the one hand, he railed against people likening the coronavirus just to the flu, saying it's just a flu. It's just a flu. And he's saying it is not. You know, I mean, morphologically, it's not like a flu. In terms of its transmission, it's not like a flu. And then the other thing he rails against is people swearing that this is a bioweapon. And he's saying that the chemical and genetic structure of it just does not fit for a bioweapon, which I think is interesting, and given that this guy's an epidemiologist. So on the one hand, he's insisting that it's, you know, definitely more serious than a flu, and on the other hand, he's saying, but it is not a bioweapon. I'm just kind of curious about that.
Well, given that most bioweapons are classified projects here, I mean, he doesn't really know everything that's out there. And he doesn't know.
But,
Go ahead.
No, but there are certain, like, structural distinctives he's claiming, like in bioweapons, that would give it away. You know, the, and it just doesn't fit the morphology of a bioweapon, which I think is intriguing. And yeah, I agree. How can he be so sure? So, but it's interesting is, and like I say, normally this guy's on once a week with Jeff Rentz, and now, you know, given this situation, he's now having him on an hour each night, which is interesting. The other observation I wanted to make is the one term that I'm not hearing relative to the coronavirus is cytokine storm. So often
okay, Glenn, Glenn, I'm going to put you on hold. Do not hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words and responses.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Glenn in Philadelphia. And Glenn, just pick up where you left off. You were talking about, I think it was cytokines?
Yeah, the cytokine storm, which is the body's histamine response, where, we, like I know with the flu, they were talking about, it's where you get the runny nose and the sneezing, the runny nose and watery eyes and sneezing and coughing and everything that is associated with the flu, and then, you know, which of course leads to the bronchitis and pneumonia. And the problem with the cytokine storm is that actually makes the younger and, you know, theoretically stronger children and kids, teenagers, it's actually more dangerous to the youth because the body is capable of mounting a stronger cytokine storm than an older middle age or an older person can. So, but I have not as yet heard that. We've heard about pneumonias and stuff, but I'm guessing maybe the cytokine storm isn't so much of a part of this thing. But in some cases, you know, we do know that some people get pneumonia, some don't. We're hearing that some people are getting milder cases, other people are getting, you know, stronger responses. And then, you know, they're talking about the receptor sites, you know, in the lungs that the various, you know, people of different races have, which was everybody's begging the question of a race-specific bioweapon or something like that. They have all that sort of stuff going on. And then the other question that is in my mind is, there were reports that supposedly people who end up recovering and then are testing negative can reacquire, get reinfected,
yes.
And that when that happens, then it can attack, have an inflammatory effect on the tissues of the body, like liver, the kidneys, or the heart, and it's causing myocarditis, which is supposedly why these supposedly recovered people suddenly drop dead from a heart attack from the myocarditis that they don't even know they have. And Nyman did seem to imply at some point that there is some issue of that sort of tissue inflammation sort of thing. So, I mean, that idea of it being a double whammy changes the whole complexion of the thing, too, because, well, we see the number of recorded cases improving, but then again, if a certain percentage of those who are recovered recontract it and then get, you know, this potentially lethal tissue inflammation, that's a big issue, too. So there's all this stuff that's still up in the air that we're waiting to see. But in terms of the public reaction right now, I think it seems like the people I interact with on a daily basis, everybody's still sort of in wait and see mode because it's somewhere between a nothing burger and oh my God, you know, and yes. Nobody's quite sure how to respond just yet.
Well, you're absolutely right. The reactions to the virus are all over the place, and the truth is going to obviously lie someplace in the middle. But you're absolutely right. People who have had the coronavirus, they can be reinfected, which means the body's natural immune system it has been bypassed somehow. And you're right. People who get reinfected have a very high incidence of heart attack. Glenn, we're going to let you go. We've got to take a break for patient identification, and we'll be right back after these few words.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away.
We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.